Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. How many times are we as a county going to guarantee an airline company $1 million in business? The Board of Supervisors is spending way too much time on a problem that has been created by a dwindling manufacturing base in Humboldt County. In the last 25 years, we have allowed the environmentalist and other non-growth members of our society to basically shut down large employers while making sure new industries are met with major resistance. We lost several thousand good-paying jobs when the environmentalists shut down Pacific Lumber Company and Ill River Sawmills. These same individuals made sure that the liquefied natural gas company didn't come to Humboldt Bay. The same anti-crowd also slammed the door on the company who wanted to reopen the railroad and export gravel out of Humboldt County. During the same time period, we have allowed the government to buy up a majority of the prime real estate surrounding Humboldt Bay and the Lolita Bottoms. These government acquisitions have been a double hit to our economy. First of all, it has taken the future development off the table, which is a major job creator. And secondly, it has taken the land off the property tax base. We have cut our own economic throat with this type of approach to land management. This has been the anti-crowd's agenda from the beginning. Drive out the resource-based industries, keep any new industries from setting up shop and taking prime real estate out of private ownership to government control. The other thing that has happened is that we have had a planning department that drags their feet on every project. The development of the balloon track is a prime example of how the anti-crowd does everything in their power to prevent growth in Humboldt County. This project alone would bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax revenue to Humboldt County and much-needed jobs. I think the Board of Supervisors needs to implement a policy that building projects get approved in months, not years. We have many projects that get delayed for up to 10 years or more. This is absolutely the number one reason Humboldt County has a reputation of being anti-business. The board needs to eliminate the individuals in the planning department who are anti-growth and hire people who realize their job is to promote construction and development of our land inventory. Yes, some of the key players need to lose their jobs. I was involved in a simple three-way split on a piece of property in Humboldt Hill. This very simple project took about 4 years to get finalized. The planning department had us submitting blueprints for a warehouse we may or may not build on one of the three parcels. We had to submit a landscaping blueprint complete with what type of vegetation we planned on planting around this phantom warehouse. Because of the planning department's delays, this parcel of land sits undeveloped today. If the Board of Supervisors wants a new airline company to set up shop in McKinleyville, they need to streamline the permit process for construction, work on creating a friendly business climate, and the demand for flights will increase, and that will bring a new airline company to Humboldt County. We need vibrant, diversified businesses in Humboldt County, and this will create the jobs that will create the demand for more flights. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.